Hey everybody, this is Aaron the Retro Guy, and welcome to the Morning Roast Podcast. This is the home for all the craziness, the highlights, the interviews, and all the fun that we have on the Morning Roast Radio Show. Sit back and enjoy.
Welcome to the Morning Roast Radio Show with your host, Aaron the Retro Guy, live on Station Head.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Roast Radio Show right here on Station Head. So glad to be with you this morning. 8.06 a.m. Central, 9.06 a.m. over there on the East Coast. But whatever time it is, wherever you are, good morning. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it is a motivational Monday. Another week. Starting another week. Just came from a fantastic TikTok Live. Excited to keep the good vibes going over here on Station Head. It's going to be a great morning. I can just feel it. I can feel it. A lot of things headed your way this morning. Great music, great vibes, fun content. Cannot wait to get you started. Calvin Harris by your side, coming in first. When we come back, your complete show rundown. What's happening on the show? I'll let you know. I will let you know right after this. We're gonna have some extra fun today. My wife will be lifting off from St. Louis to head to Oklahoma City. We're gonna track her flight live on air. You guys are gonna go live with me today on TikTok while I pick her up.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
Yes, it is. You are locked into Station Head's original Morning Roast Radio Show. The Morning Roast Radio, you know what I mean. I'm a little discombobulated this morning. I have been without my beautiful wife for, I don't know. It's probably only been a week. It feels like a month. This is what happened. You know, she's my best friend in the world. I'd rather spend time with her than anybody else in the whole wide world. So it just feels like forever. I ran around like a chicken with my head cut off yesterday, getting the house not clean, but picked up. Did as much as I could while getting ready for the week. And excited to have her home. She has not slept yet. So if you're a lady, maybe anybody, if you have a significant other, I feel like there's one thing that if you can come home to it, if you can come home to it, it will make you extremely happy. And that is clean bedding. Yeah, clean bedding. I think that's like the number one thing. I'm just excited for her. Of course, I've got flowers waiting on her. Of course. I redid some things in her bathroom as well as mine. Got some flowers in the bathroom as well. And hopefully she'll be able to slide into a bed, smell that Gain fabric softener, and just get some good sleep. Get some good sleep. I knocked out some honeydews while she was gone. I tried to be as constructive as possible on top of working and everything else. But what's happening on the show today outside of that? News that's too stupid to make up. And also an interesting stat about men with deeper voices. That's interesting. I don't have a super deep voice, I don't think. So now I'm excited to see. Christmas movies are coming. I'll tell you how many, what channels, all that fun stuff. Some things you didn't know yesterday that you'll be excited about knowing today. Also, I had an interesting interaction yesterday at Dollar Tree here in Oklahoma City. There's a few things you expect when you walk into Dollar Tree. One thing you don't expect, above and beyond customer service. Above and beyond customer service. And I'm telling you, I experienced it yesterday. I can't wait to tell you about it. And I want to enlist your help on letting this woman who gave me unbelievable customer service know how much we appreciate people that go above and beyond with small random acts of kindness. I'm going to try to find that store's phone number today, and I'm going to see if we can't get a bunch of you guys to call and just give her a shout out by name to her manager. Can you imagine? Here's what I'm hoping happens. I'm hoping that I'm able to go back in next week and introduce myself, and I just want to see what happens. Something new that we're going to try. I'm excited about it. You don't have to be as excited as I am, but if you'd have been there yesterday, I'm telling you, changed my whole day. New segment we're calling Let Them Know. Let them know. More great things coming your way. A lot of things happening this week. If you didn't hear the news, we have another brand partnership. I will talk to you about that here in a little bit. It's a Motivational Monday, so you know we're going to squeeze in a Motivational Minute in the show somewhere. But right now, Kygo featuring DNCE with Dancing Feet and Becky Hill with Run. All that's coming at you right here on the Morning Roast Radio Show. Don't you dare, and I mean it, don't you dare go anywhere. We'll be back.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
A lot of things happening today. A lot of things happening this morning. I am waiting patiently with bated breath. As soon as my wife lifts off in the air, I will actually be able to track her in real time, thanks to some people over here on the Twitch stream that said, hey, you go to this website, track her flight. Like, well, I'm doing that. I'm definitely doing that. So let's talk about what happened yesterday at the Dollar Tree. Now, I'm a big fan of the Dollar Tree. Now, if your Dollar Tree is like mine, it used to be everything's a dollar. Now it's $1.25. I see more videos of people upset that it's $1.25. And to that I say, it's $1.25. What do you want me to do? I got a box of dryer sheets yesterday for $1.25. I'm not going to complain. But yesterday, I went to the Dollar Tree up here in Oklahoma City. And I had a few things in my cart, including dryer sheets, Gain dryer sheets. I only like Gain dryer sheets. I like some Suavitel, but I'm a Gain guy. So I like Gain, and I needed some dryer sheets. This wonderful lady, Dana, is working the register, and she just has the most beautiful countenance, her vibe, her demeanor, if you want to call it, just lighten up the place. Not what you expect when you walk into Dollar Tree. You know what I expect? Somebody that doesn't care about their job. I'm not saying it's bad about Dollar Tree. I'm just saying they don't hire the greatest caliber of people. This lady, I think this has to have been her second job. This can't be her first job, because she's just too good. So I get up to the front, and she, big smile on her face, looks me in the eye. How are you doing today? Which I'll just tell you, I'm a sucker for good customer service. For one thing, I've been in customer service forever, so when I see it, it's like Spidey sense just goes. Burr, 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 burr. And this is what she says. Hey, have you ever put dryer sheets in the back seat pocket of your car or under the sheet on your bed? And I said, excuse me? She said, yeah, it's kind of a life hack. If you put one in the back pocket of your driver's seat, your whole car will smell like the dryer sheet, which I thought was unbelievable. Then she said, and if one of the best things to do is right after you have washed your and dried your sheets, before you put your sheet on, put a dryer sheet in between your mattress and the sheet. And then every time you get in bed, your sheets will smell fresh and clean. I was shocked. So not only did she check me out and get me in and out of the place fast, she did it with a smile and gave me a life hack. I don't know. You tell me. That's not what I'm expecting when I go to the Dollar Tree. I mean, it's just unbelievable. So here's what we're going to do this morning. I am going to find the phone number for that Dollar Tree right now. Dollar Tree near me. Okay. Now we have two Dollar Trees near us. One of them is terrible. The other one's great. Oh my gosh. Are they open already? Oh my gosh. Okay. We're going to give out the phone number for this. And here's what I want to do. I want as many people as possible to call. And this is what I want you to say. Hello, my name is so-and-so. The radio host for our morning show, the Morning Roast Radio Show, came in there yesterday and talked to Dana. And he told us live on air today how amazing she was, how friendly she was, and how great his experience was. And we wanted to give her a shout out. I need as many people as possible today to do that. And I just want to see what happens. I'm going to put it in the chat. If this is a new trend of something that we can do, do you know how many people's day we are absolutely going to make? You know how many people have no idea this is coming? And it's just going to, I'm excited. Let them know.
This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
Okay, there's been some interesting developments on this new segment we're calling Let Them Know. For those of you tuning in for the first time, went to Dollar Tree yesterday, talked to Dana. She made my day. She not only gave me amazing customer service, not only a beautiful, great smile, but even gave me a little bit of a life hack on some things to do with dryer sheets that I'm telling you are going to make my just life better. Part of the one of the things that I did for my wife while she was gone is I did my best to detail her car. Now, I've still got a lot to do there. For those of you that, you know, take detailing cars very seriously, I still have some work to do on it, but it's in a good spot right now, looking pretty snazzy, if I do say, her little all-black Volkswagen. And one of the life hacks that Dana gave me was stick a dryer sheet in the back driver's side pocket, which I will be doing when I take her car to pick her up from the airport. So what? Here's what happened. I gave out the phone number to the store. We've got some people calling that. And then somebody else said, hey, why don't we call corporate and shout out the store? So we got some people working on that right now. 1-877-530-TREE. 1-877-530-TREE, the Dollar Tree customer service phone number. We're going to try to get Dana a raise if possible. Can you imagine? I go in that store next week and she says, I got a $2 an hour raise. I'm just saying, like, best case scenario, I'd cry. I'd just stand there and bawl my eyes out. It'd be the greatest thing that happened. And I know this community can do it. What else do we have happening? It is character week this week. We had a great conversation with Jolly on air today. I'm going to clip that, put that out on our podcast channel as well today. So if you missed that, we're also going to have the quote of the day up on Instagram here in a second. And I'm going to give you the quote of the day along with our motivational minute here in about 15 minutes. But right now it's time for some news that's just too stupid to make up. It is time for some news that is just too stupid to make up. A house fire in England was blamed on a dog that peed on a vacuum cleaner. Firemen arrived at the scene to find the vacuum cleaner, which was plugged in, had burnt out. So vacuum cleaner sitting plugged in, the dog, you know how dogs are with vacuum cleaners. This dog had just had enough. And he was going to let that vacuum know who was boss. Not only did he let the vacuum know who was boss, but thanks to his urination on the vacuum, he burnt down his owner's house. Can't make it up. Ladies and gentlemen, can't make that up.
This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
You've got mail.
All right, well, I'm glad I got mail. New segment, the weird things that come into my email. Anybody else, just you, you're not even sure how you got signed up for whatever the email is, but you're getting the email anyway. This morning's, this was the title. Americans spend more time sitting on the toilet than exercising. Adults spend 3 hours and 9 minutes on the toilet every week. 3 hours and 9 minutes on average sitting on the toilet every week. But just about 90 minutes being active. I guess it just depends on... You know what I do get a lot of time doing, though? If it wasn't for sitting on the toilet, if it wasn't for that, I would never get caught up on TikTok. I would just constantly be behind.
This is the Morning Roast, and you're live on Station Head.
Four things you didn't know yesterday that once you know them today, you're going to be happier. Okay, maybe not. I might have set that bar a little high, but let people at work know. It's going to make you feel smart. Research indicates plants grow healthier when they're stroked. Just going to move right past that. That's weird. Pain travels through the body at 350 feet per second. Pain travels through the body at 350 feet per second. A turtle can breathe through its butt. Wouldn't that be handy, huh? Like you found yourself some good leafy greens, but you don't want to come up for air? That's weird. And Hindu men believed it was unlucky to marry for a third time to avoid such misfortune. He would often marry a tree first. The tree was then burned, freeing him to marry a third one. Okay. I don't really know what to do with that. That's just weird.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
My beautiful wife should be finally lifting off the ground in St. Louis, Missouri. I'm going to be able to track her flight path in real time. I'll let you know. Keep you involved. We're also going to try to go live as I pick her up from the airport just for fun over on TikTok. Don't go anywhere.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
Interesting things. If you didn't catch episode 1, Dancing with the Stars, season 31, streaming live on Disney Plus tomorrow night, episode number 2, Charlie D'Amelio and Wayne Brady. Those are the only two I really care about. And I will say this, you know, Charlie, people, you know, oh, just a TikTok dancer, everything. She is an incredible dancer. So, you know, I'm assuming she's probably got somewhat of a dance background. I'm excited. I've got to catch up on episode 1 and then get ready for episode 2. Also, over the weekend, fantasy football, the Morning Roast Radio Show, Vibe Radio Fantasy League has really gotten interesting. I got my you know what spanked over the weekend. We're not going to have the fantasy football show tonight because my beautiful wife needs to get some rest. But next week, we will be back. I will be posting some things about the Fantasy Football League on our Snapchat and our Instagram. If you're not following us on Snapchat, morning_roast, and Morning Roast Radio on Instagram. I've got something very special that starts today on Instagram. The Cutest Pet Showdown. We're going to be taking submissions all week long on Instagram. Pictures of your pets. I want the cutest picture that you have of your pets. Morning Roast Radio on Instagram. DM us on Instagram. And then we're going to let people vote for the cutest pet tournament style starting next week, but we're only going to take submissions this week, and then next week we're going to start the voting. Morning Roast Radio on Instagram. DM me some pictures of your pets. with their name, of course, so I know who they are. We're going to put them in a bracket next week. We're going to let you vote on them. I'm excited about this. The cutest pet showdown. Can you imagine? The cutest pet showdown next week, voting for the cutest pet in the Morning Rush Radio community. I will not be using any of my pets because, let's just be honest, Luna would win, and it's just not fair to everybody else. So we're not going to let her compete.
This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
Excited about some news that happened over on the TikTok show this morning. We'll tell you about it here on Station Head this morning. Don't go anywhere. We will be back.
Let's listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
This is the Morning Roast with your host, Aaron, the Retro Guy, live on Station Head.
Okay, we're all listening.
Got some more fun things headed your way this week. A lot of new segments this week. On Wednesday, we're going to do something brand new called What Are You Drinking? Where I'm going to call some of your favorite TikTok creators and ask them what they're drinking. And we're going to try to guess before we call them what it is. And if we get it right, nobody wins anything. It's just fun. So we're going to decide, are they drinking coffee, tea, energy drink, water? And then we're going to call them and we're going to say, hey, what are you drinking? Or what did you just get done drinking? Or what is it? What have you drank this morning? Something like that. And we're going to do that. Excited about that. That starts on Wednesday. Also going to pop in on Pops. We're going to call my dad. I was going to try to call him today. I'd like to get his take on Character Week. We may do that here in a little bit. Going to be picking my wife up from the airport. Thanks to Buddy Boy and Flight Radar 24, we were actually able to track the flight in real time. Leaving St. Louis, coming to Oklahoma City, passing Lebanon, Missouri right now, almost to Springfield, Missouri. I'm just gonna be glad when she's home. Miss her terribly.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
I bet you didn't know this. Women who want a lot of kids should be on the lookout for men with a deep voice. Men with a deep voice. A study found that men with low voice pitch have higher reproductive success and more children born to them. I don't have an exceptionally low voice. But apparently, ladies, if you're single and you're looking for a man that can make good babies and lots of them, find you a man with a deep voice. Not this one, though. I'm taking.
This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
My pop says he's not busy. We're going to try to give Dad a shout this morning, popping in on Pops this morning. If you've not met my father, buckle up. Buckle up. He's a character, and I mean that in the best way possible. We'll be back. So people listening in, this is my pops. I don't even know where the word pops came from. Was it one of the boys?
Man, I don't remember. I thought it was fairly recent, but maybe not.
I don't remember. So Dad is what you do for a living. People think I'm joking.
They think you're joking?
Yeah.
Well, I've been in ministry almost 40 years.
Yeah, which I'm not 40, guys. Like, I'm only 36, almost 37.
Yeah, so, I've been ministry in one form or another for going on 40 years.
So, yeah, my dad's a pastor in right here, in the heart of Oklahoma City, very middle of Oklahoma City, and has been for a long, long time. So, Dad, this week is Character Week on the Morning Roast Radio Show. So like all of our quotes of the day, motivational minute is all modeled around character. Now, if I was to ask you, what is the definition of good character or a person that has good character?
I would say a person who has good character does what's right when no one's looking.
Okay. So how do I know if I'm that person?
Well, you would know, because if no one knows, you still do what's right. That would be that would let you know whether you have good character or not.
Now, when we talk about good character, obviously we, you know, there's character traits that go along mm-hmm. with good character. If you were to list one as mm-hmm. maybe one that people, if they say, hey, you know, I'd like to make sure that I'm working on having good character. What's a good character trait that they could probably start with? Then that would help them build good character.
I would say faithfulness would be a great start.
That's interesting. We had somebody on the TikTok show this morning that said basically the same thing, reliability.
Mm-hmm, same thing.
If you're going to, you know, if somebody asks you to do something or you say you're going to do something, make sure that you do it.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, when you're looking for somebody to hire, whether, you know, you've hired, I don't know, a lot of people in the church, is that something you look at? How do you find out if they're reliable? Do you just hire them and then hope, or is there?
Nah. Normally we know them ahead of time. So we would pick people we know who are faithful at what they're doing before we would bring them in and ask them to do something that may be even more important. So that would be, we would hire based on their character before we would hire based on their ability.
So that makes what you do, even, you know, people that you come in contact with at your job, becomes important that you're reliable to them, because you never know who's going to call them and ask some questions.
Oh yeah. I think it's top character trait.
So if they say, hey, I don't like the way he left, or, you know, we had a disagreement, as long as they can't say, hey, he wasn't reliable.
Right. Yeah. To me, I mean, because if I can't rely on somebody, if they're not faithful at what we ask them to do, then that's like a broken foot, a broken tooth, or a foot out of joint, the Bible says.
Ooh, okay. So it's one of the building blocks, really.
Sure, I think so. And no matter what you're doing, ministry or not.
I love it. All right, we're chatting it up with Pop this morning. Before I let you go, because I know you're busy. Mm-hmm. You got a lot of things happening this morning on a Monday. Favorite pizza. So people know that I have a tie to Illinois and Chicago, Peoria. Mm-hmm. And so what do you know the assumption people always make?
Deep dish, probably.
Yeah. And people are like, what is our family's favorite pizza?
Well, we probably were going to go with the Monocle's thin crust.
So good. So good.
Yeah.
Don't tell Brent, yeah. But I had Domino's last night. I had it ordered. That's about as close as you can get.
That's as close as you'll get around here.
Paper thin. Crunchy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Paper thin.
That's the best.
It is the best. If you're ever in Peoria, there's a lot of Monocle's up around Illinois. Get yourself some Monocle's pizza. I'm telling you, it's the best.
It's the best.
It's the best. Love you, Pops.
Hey, love you.
See ya. Play a little Earth, Wind, and Fire. Got to chat it up with Pops today, popping in on Pops. It's Character Week. It's Character Week. And I think it's crazy. He and Jolly both said the exact same thing. Reliability, faithfulness. Today's quote of the day, your reputation is what others think of you. Your character is what you truly are. Reputations can be manipulated. Character can only be developed and maintained. Talking about character this week. Are you a person of character? How do you work on character traits? Tomorrow, I'm going to give you we'll just call it a plan of action, a character plan of action. We want to be people of character. We want to be people of integrity. We want to be people who people can look at and say that we're going to do what we say we're going to do, and we're going to be people of strong character, and the world could use a lot of that. Can you imagine if we had a few politicians of character who said they were going to do something and did it? It'd be amazing. A few people of great character can change the world in a unique and wonderful way. That's what we're going to be talking about this week. It's about time for me to get out of here. I've got to head to the airport. I'm going to pick up my wife. Make sure to go over to TikTok. I will be live on TikTok when I get to the airport, pick her up. Yeah. Yeah, that's happening. It's happening. That's the way of the world. Short show today. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to be talking about Dancing with the Stars. We're also going to be talking about weirdest candles ever created. Weirdest candles ever created. I got a weird candle that came in on our Instagram DMs, and it just prompted. You would not believe some of the candles that are out there. You would not believe some of the candles that are out there. I love you and appreciate you. I tell you the same thing every day because I believe it. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. No one else is like you. And no one else can change the world in the unique way that only you can. I can't change it the way that you can change it. You can't change it the way that I can change it. But if we all get together and work together, amazing things will happen. I'll catch you over on TikTok. If I don't, I'll see you tomorrow. 7 a.m. on TikTok, 8 a.m. right here at Station Head. Bye-bye. Well, there you go. Thanks for listening to the Morning Roast Podcast. The Morning Roast Radio Show can be heard and seen live on TikTok every single weekday at 8 a.m. Eastern and then on Station Head at 9 a.m. Eastern. Check us out on Instagram and Facebook at Morning Roast Radio and check me out on TikTok. Have a great day.